بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. This evening, this is going to be our third session, reading from حقوق كبار السن في الإسلام, The Rights of the Elderly in Islam by our Sheikh Abdul Razak, the son of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr, حفظهم الله, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. In the first two sessions, we covered the introduction, the Sheikh's introduction to this topic. And tonight, inshallah, we're going to go into the main part of the book, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Before doing so, we want to look at some of the topics that we covered last week from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 2. So the first question being, the third point made by the author, yani from the introduction, the third point made by the author is that from the beauty of our noble Sharia is that it encourages what? Is that it encourages what? Yani from the Naam Abdul Wali.
Good character, noble character.
That it encourages noble character, lofty character. And it discourages the opposite of that. Yani despicable, low character, inferior character. Number 2, mention one of the hadith used by the author to show the manzila, the high station of makarim al-akhlaq, yani noble character in Islam. One of the hadith that the Sheikh mentioned. Naam. Basil. He wasn't here, but if you had to guess, you would say Ba'ithu. لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَصَالِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. نعم. نعم, this is one of the hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I was sent or missioned to complete and perfect righteous character. Other hadith. Anybody remember another hadith? The Shaykh mentioned 3 hadith. Okay, we'll suffice with this one. Tayyib, la bas. In any case, these hadith, all of them, as we mentioned last week, are very important hadith to remind us of the significance, the importance, and the greatness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of having good character. Question number 3. The author mentions that Islam is a deen of mahasin, good qualities in akhlaq, character, and in what other areas? And the Shaykh said that Islam is a deen of mahasin in various areas. He mentioned akhlaq, and he also mentioned in what other areas? Good qualities, good characteristics. Yani, what about in the most important area of Islam, which is, huh? The creed, al-aqidah, naam, al-aqidah. Also, and worship, what did you say? Naam, in ibadah, yani, in ibadah, in worship, and also in al-adab. Yani, the Shaykh said that the beautiful aspects of Islam, the good qualities of Islam, are in every area of the deen. Yani, in what we believe in, how we worship, our manners, and our character. The fourth point, yani from the introduction of the author, the fourth point made by the author is the need or the importance of comprehending which aspect of Islam? Yani the fourth point that the Shaykh made is the importance of knowing, comprehending, and understanding. Huh? The beautiful, good qualities or characteristics of Islam, mahasin al-Islam. Yani it's very important that we know what are these yani aspects of Islam so that we ourselves can implement them in our lives, and also they will be a means of da'wah to other people. The fifth question, what does Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz rahimahullah say would be the result if yani the mahasin of Islam, if they were known and understood by the people? Yani if the reality of Islam was known by the people, what would be the result? Naam, Zaki. Yani the people would enter. The people would enter into Islam in large numbers. Today, just as they entered into Islam in large numbers in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah gave him the victory and the success in the conquest of Mecca. Question number 6, summarize the tariqa or the method of giving dawah of one Indian man who invited many Hindus to Islam. The Shaykh mentions that he met a man from India who had convinced a large number of people to accept Islam from amongst the Hindus. What was his tariqa? What was the method that he used. Now,
he observed the people, and first of all, he gave dawah individually.
Okay, he gave dawah to individuals one by one.
But he watched, you know, their characters. They looked like they had some form of anxiety or if they were troubled. You know, he would.
He looked for people that looked like they had problems. He looked for people that looked like they had problems, who may have been sitting alone, looking troubled, and he would go to those people, and he would ask them about their condition, how they were, about their problems. And then he would mention to them some of the mahasin of Islam, some of the beautiful aspects of Islam, which are a tremendous attraction to any human being, but especially a person who's in trouble, who is, yani, under pressure, distress, especially in that particular case. He said then these people would, yani, almost always ask him, yani, how do you enter into Islam? How do you become a Muslim? And then he would explain to them how you enter Islam, and they would, yani, accept Islam. What is important here, I think the Shaykh is mentioning this case to remind us of the importance of us having knowledge of the beautiful aspects of Islam, so that they will be a means of dawah to people who will be attracted to them if they knew about Islam. But the people don't know about Islam, and that's why we don't see the result that we saw in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Question number 7: what does ayah 9 from surah, from the 76th surah, say about what the reason should be for doing a good deed, like feeding someone? What should be the reason for doing a good deed, like feeding someone? Surah Al-Insan, 76 surah, 9th ayah, mentions to us what? Duwali.
That we should do it seeking Allah's pleasure.
Naam. The ayah mentions that we are only feeding someone for the pleasure of Allah, for the face of Allah, not desiring any reward, nor desiring any praise or thanks. Naam. The point here is what? The Shaykh is reminding us that whatever we do, that we should make sure that we're doing it for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. Sincerely, for Allah alone, not desiring any other benefit or reward. The last question mentioned the three things which the companion, radiallahu anhu, complained against his relatives about to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What were the three things that he mentioned, yani, in his complaint to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani, against his relatives? One of them. Yeah, that he would keep ties with his relatives, but they would cut ties. Naam.
He would be nice to them, but they would abuse him.
Yani, he would be kind to them. He would treat them kindly, and they would, yani, treat him, yani, they would abuse him. They would treat him, yani, with evil behavior. And the last thing?
Be patient and kind towards them.
He would be patient and kind towards them, but as for them, yani, they wouldn't reciprocate. Naam. So the Prophet ﷺ didn't advise him to act like them, to react, yani, with like behavior. Rather, he advised him to continue doing good towards them. And he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send one to support him, yani, the angels would support him and protect him and defend him against their evil. Tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to go to the opening comments, yani, after the introduction, yani, the Shaykh begins opening this topic with the words that we read last week, just briefly at the end of our session last week. He said, entering into this subject, after the introduction, introductory comments, he said, indeed, the magnificent, from amongst the great and magnificent rites, this is on page 12 of the Arabic text, and I think it's on page 28 or somewhere thereabout in the English translation. But page 12 of the Arabic text, the bottom half of the page, yeah, and he says that from amongst the magnificent rights, which this upright deen calls to is huquq kibar as-sin. Huquq kibar as-sin. Yani, the rights of the elderly in Islam is from amongst those rights that al-Islam calls people to, invites people to, and encourages us, yani, to recognize and to fulfill. He said, سَوَاءٌ كَانَ هَذَا الْكَبِيرُ أَبًا أَوْ قَرِيبًا أَوْ جَارًا مُسْلِمًا أَوْ غَيْرُ مُسْلِمٍ فالكبر له حق جاءت الشريعة بحفظه ورعايته والقيام به. يعني it doesn't matter, it's equal whether the elderly person is one's father or relative or a neighbor, a Muslim or even a non-Muslim. The fact that a person is elderly, due to that they have a right which the Sharia of Islam invites to, calls to, and encourages that we protect that right, and that we give attention to it, and that we fulfill it. Here the Shaykh begins to talk about the greatness, the magnificence, the magnitude of the right of the elderly. And he mentions several hadith. The first hadith talks about the rights of the elderly Muslim. The second hadith that he mentions also talks about the rights of the elderly Muslim. The third hadith that he's going to mention talks about the elderly kafir, person who is not a Muslim, that they also still have rights because of their age. Then he mentions an ayah which supports this idea that even the kafir has rights, yani an elderly kafir has rights. Particularly the ayah mentions one's parents. And the fourth hadith that the Shaykh mentions in our topic tonight that we hope to cover deals with the rights of elderly parents. In each one of these evidences, whether it is from the hadith or from the Quran, the Shaykh is indicating or proving or showing evidence that supports the right of the elderly, whether that elderly is a Muslim or non-Muslim, whether it is your parent or a relative or a neighbor or a total stranger. The elderly have rights, and those rights may be increased, they may become greater and magnified by what might be attached to them, yani other rights that a person might have along with the right of being an elderly person. And the Shaykh also talks about that. So to start with, from the greatness, the magnificence, the importance of the right of the elderly, the Shaykh says, وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي مُوسَى الْعَشَرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن من إجلال الله إكرام ذي الشيبة المسلم وحامل القرآن غير الغالي فيه والجافي عنه وإكرام ذي السلطان المقسط. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that indeed, certainly, surely, from an aspect of the reverence and the veneration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from that is that we honor the gray-haired Muslim, the elderly, the aged Muslim. Yani honoring the elderly Muslim is a part of, is an aspect of showing reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. This is a means of showing reverence to Allah, that a person honors the elderly Muslim. In this hadith, it also mentions Hamil al-Quran, yani the person who has memorized the Quran. But the person who has memorized the Quran, who doesn't exaggerate or go to the extreme in the way they yani deal with the Quran, nor those who fall short with it. Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz rahimahullah was asked, what is the meaning of a person being excessive or going to the extreme, al-ghali, yani fil Quran? He said this means a person who gives meanings to the Quran that are not yani in, are not really there, yani they go beyond what the Quran actually mentions and attributes to it that which is not really from the Quran, like the Khawarij and those who gave interpretations to the Quran that were not correct. He said, Al-Jafi, the one who yani falls short with the Quran, is the person who does not act upon it. He reads the Quran, maybe memorizes the Quran, but he doesn't act upon it. So The point here is that these are people. Yani the person who learns the Quran, reads the Quran, memorizes the Quran, and doesn't go to either extreme with the Quran. But actually they deal with it the way it's supposed to be dealt with, as well as the ruler who is just and the elderly Muslim. Honoring them is a means of, a part of, an aspect of showing reverence and veneration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh, after mentioning this hadith, he says these three people, yani honoring them is showing reverence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And showing reverence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the most lofty and most noble goals and objectives that a person can have in this life. Yani showing reverence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the most lofty and the most noble of goals and objectives. Falling short in this obligation of showing reverence to Allah is falling short. Falling short in honoring. Sorry, taqsir fi hadha al-wajib. Yani, falling short in honoring the elderly Muslim is falling short in showing reverence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is because Allah, the Rabbul Alameen, He is the one who called us to this matter. He is the one who called us to honor the elderly Muslims. And He called us to honor them due to what? Yani this honoring of them due to what it contains of al-khayr, wal-maslaha, wal-husn, wal-kamal, wal-jalal. Yani that honoring the Muslim entails so many things, all kinds of goodness. It entails that which is beneficial to the person who does it and to, yani, those that he honors of the elderly. It is also, yani, it also entails, yani, showing the perfection of Islam and its beauty. He said, if you fall short in honoring the elderly Muslim, then your shortcoming in that is a manifestation of weakness in fulfilling the obligation of showing reverence to the Rabbul Alameen, to the Lord of all the worlds. While fulfilling the right or the obligation of honoring the elderly, then this is an aspect of showing reverence to the Rabbul Alameen. Here the Shaykh, yani, has expressed this in more than one way, looking at it from different angles, showing us the relationship between honoring the elderly and its relationship to showing reverence and respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, So look at this, yani, فَانْظُرْ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْمَكَانَ الْعَالِيَةِ وَالْمَنْزِلَةِ الرَّفِيئَةِ الَّتِي تَبَوَّأَهَا هَذَا الْحَقِّ الَّذِي هُوَ حَقِّ كَبِيرُ السِّنِ لِلشَّيْبَ الْمُسْلِمِ. Yani, look at, consider, think about this lofty status and this exalted high station which is occupied by this right, which is the right of the elderly Muslim. Look at, yani, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this obligation of honoring the elderly Muslim, how He has given it a very high, lofty, exalted station, position, or status. The Shaykh goes on to mention the second hadith, which also verifies the importance and the high station or status of honoring the elderly Muslim. He says, بَلْ ثَبَتَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ أَنَّ نَبِيَّنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. Yani that the one who doesn't show respect for our elderly, yani the elderly Muslims, for our kabiruna, whoever doesn't show respect for our elderly people and doesn't show mercy for our young people, then he is not one of us. And he is not from us. And this kind of expression, laysa minna, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used in other occasions when he wants to show any the danger of a person's behavior and their manners and what they're doing. Yani that he is saying, he is not from me, he is not from us. A person is not from us, yani he is not one of us, yani if he doesn't show respect for the elderly and have mercy upon the young. For indeed, the older person, له توقير واحترام وله منزلة وقدر وله شأن يجب أن يحفظ ويراعى فمن لم يوقر الكبير فليس منا. And indeed, the elderly person has the right to, yani is entitled to, is deserving of honor and respect. The elderly person has a high station and a rank and a position of importance that is obligatory upon us to protect and to preserve and to give attention to, such that whoever doesn't show respect for the elderly, then he's not one of us. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he is not one of us. The Shaykh, yani so that a person doesn't go to the extreme and misunderstand what is intended here, which often led people to deviations that maybe took people out of Islam. Yani understanding the Quran and understanding the Sunnah is very, very important. The Shaykh stops here and explains what is meant by laysa minna. Yani what is meant by laysa minna? Perhaps a person might understand this means that whoever doesn't show respect for our elderly and mercy towards our youth, then he's not a Muslim. Yani he goes out of Islam. He became a kafir. Perhaps a person might understand that. No doubt some people understand it like that. Because there are extremists who yani misunderstand or misinterpret yani the ayahs from the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. To avoid that, the Shaykh says, the saying of our Prophet ﷺ, laysa minna, yani that he is not from us, he said, fihi anna man la yuwakkir al-kabir wa la yahtarimuhu laysa ala hadyi an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa la ala tariqatihi wa sunnatihi salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. Yani the meaning of he is not from us is yani the one who doesn't show respect and honor our elderly. He said this means that this person is not upon the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is not upon the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is not upon his sunnah. Naam. And that's sufficient. Yani for a person not to be upon the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sufficient for a person yani to realize the danger of the path that they are upon. They are not upon the tariqah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are not upon the sunnah of our Prophet salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Here the Shaykh now goes to the topic of some of those other reasons besides being elderly, that a person has rights due to other factors. And he mentions that the right of the elderly is greater and becomes more important if that elderly person has other descriptions due to which they have yani increased rights. He says, ثُمَّ إِنَّ هَذَا الْحَقِّ يَعَظُمُ وَيَكْبُرُ مِنْ جِهَةِ مَا احْتَفَّ بِهِ. Yani, that this right of the elderly becomes greater and it becomes more important in consideration of other factors that may surround it. Yani, other descriptions that a person might be described with. فَإِذَا كَانَ قَرِيبًا فَلَهُ حَقُّ الْقَرَابَةِ مَا حَقُّ كِبْرِ السِّنِ. So if a person is a relative, then he has the right of being a relative. That's an extra right added to the right, yani, of being an elderly person. So he may have his rights, the importance and the greatness of his rights are increased because he has the right as an elderly person, and he may also have attached to that the right of being a relative. وَإِذَا كَانَ جَارًا فَإِضَافَةً إِلَى حَقِّهِ فِي كِبْرِ سِنِّهِ فَلَهُ حَقٌّ الجوار. So if a person is a neighbor, then in addition to his right of being an elderly person, he also has the right of neighbors. That's another right that is added to his right of from being elderly. So if there's an elderly person and they're also your neighbor, then they have extra rights. Yani not only do you have to respect them and honor them for being elderly, but as a neighbor they have more. Yani the level or the magnitude of their rights is increased by this. If you have an elderly neighbor. وَإِذَا كَانَ مُسْلِمًا فَلَهُ مَا حَقِّ كِبْرِ السِّنِ حَقُّ الْإِسْلَامِ حَقُّ الْإِسْلَامِ. So if a person is a Muslim, this elderly person, if they are a Muslim, meaning that just because they're elderly they have rights, even if they're not a Muslim. But if they're a Muslim, then in addition to the right of being an elderly person, they have the right that they are entitled to from Islam by being a Muslim. وَإِذَا كَانَ الْكَبِيرُ أَبًا أَوْ جَدًّا فَالْحَقَّ أَعْظَمْ. And if that elderly person is a parent, is the father or a grandfather of someone, then their right is even greater. So all of these are reasons why the rights of the elderly increase. And if the elderly person has a right as just being an elderly person, but if they are also a Muslim, they are also a relative, they are also a neighbor, they are a parent, then their rights are even magnified above the right of just being an elderly person. The Shaykh says, بَلْ إِذَا كَانَ الْمُسِنْ غَيْرُ مُسْلِمْ فَلَوْ حَقْ كِبْرُ السِّنْ. So if the elderly person is not even a Muslim, and is a kafir, a mushrik, then they still have the rights of being elderly, yani due to their age. إِذْ الشَّرِيَ جَاءَتْ بِحِفْظِ حَقِّ الْكَبِيرِ. Indeed, the Sharia has come with, yani has invited, called us, encouraged us with the preservation and the protection of the right of the elderly. حَتَّى مَا غَيْرُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Even with elderly people who are not Muslims. And the Shaykh here, he mentions one of the great benefits and considerations of showing respect for and honoring the elderly, even if they are not Muslims. He says, فَلَرُبَّمَا تَكُونُ رِعَايَتُكَ لِحَقِّهِ سَبَبًا لِدُخُولِهِ فِي هَذَا الدِّينِ فِي مَرَاحِلْ حَيَاتِهِ الْأَخِيرَةِ. Now perhaps, your showing concern and giving care to fulfilling that elderly person's right who's not a Muslim, it might be a cause or a reason for that person entering this deen of Islam in the final stages of that person's life. Maybe that person is in the end of their life, and by you, yani fulfilling the right that Allah has legislated for them, even though they're not a Muslim, that might affect them in such a way, like, why is this person treating me so good and I'm not even a Muslim, I'm not one of those people. It might be a cause of that person entering Islam, as the Shaykh says, that the person who's in the last stages of their life and they are near to departing from this world, yani leaving this world, فَيَرَى سَمَاحَةَ هَذَا الدِّينِ وَلُطْفَهُ وَنُبْلَهُ وَجَمَالَهُ. So that person, in your treating them kindly, respectfully, even though they're not a Muslim, might see the generosity and the tolerance of Islam and the kindness of Islam and the nobility and beauty of Islam. وَلَا سِيَمَا وَهُوَ يَرَى حُقُوقَهُ ضَاعِئَةً فِي تِلْكَ الْأَقَائِدِ الْبَاطِلَةِ وَالدِّينِ الزَّائِفِ الَّذِي نَشَأَ فِيهِ وَعَاشَ عَلَيْهِ فَيَدْخُلْ فِي دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ بِسَبَبِ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ الْمُشْرِكِ الَّذِي آيَنَهُ. He said that especially, yani when a person sees all of these beautiful aspects of Islam, yani especially if that person sees that his rights have been lost in the false beliefs and the baseless religion that he was raised upon and that he lived upon, and as a result of that he might enter into Islam due to yani this particular yani beautiful matter which he sees with his own eyes, yani he sees the treatment of a Muslim, a younger person, treating him yani so good just because of the fact that he's elderly. At the same time, the Shaykh says, if this right of his is lost, yani it is not fulfilled, it is not guarded and protected and preserved, this might be a means of yani a separation of him from entering, or cause of him yani a preventive factor preventing him from entering or accepting this deen. And this is a matter that we must pay attention to. And here there's no doubt that this is not just for the elderly, but our dealings with non-Muslims if we exemplify Islam, it is always very possible, perhaps likely, that a person is going to be affected by it and might even enter Islam just due to the treatment that they receive from a Muslim that they don't receive from their own people. Yani in the Kafir society, that they don't receive the truthfulness, the honesty, the justice, the kindness, yani that is not found amongst kuffar. So a Muslim always has to be thinking, here the Shaykh is talking about the elderly, and that is important because this person is at the end of their life, no doubt. As far as the young person, they might live long, we don't know. But the old person, it's over. It's over. And this is our final chance to save somebody from eternal punishment in the hellfire. He said, this is a matter that we must pay attention to. The Shaykh, he goes on now to mention the third hadith, a lengthy hadith which deals with the rights of the elderly who are not Muslim. Who are not Muslim. The rights of the elderly who are not Muslim. He said, let us reflect upon this amazing story which has been reported by Al-Imam Ahmed in his Musnad and Shaykh Al-Albani in As-Silsila Al-Hadith Al-Sahihah mentions that this hadith is Hasan. The isnad of this hadith is Hasan. It is the hadith of Asma bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu anha. Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anha wa radiyallahu anhu, she said, لَمَّا وَقَفَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ بِذِي تُوَى. Yani when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam halted, stopped at a valley near Mecca called Dhi Tuwa. قَالَ أَبُو قُحَافَ لِبْنَةٍ لَهُ مِنْ أَسْغَرِ وَلَدِهِ. Yani Abu Quhafa, he was the father of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He said to a daughter of his, لِبْنَةٍ لَهُ, a daughter of his, yani a sister of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, who was min asgar waladihi, she was from the youngest of the children of Abu Quhafa. Yani Abu Quhafa, the father of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, said to a daughter of his, to one of his daughters who was from the youngest of his children, ay buniyatu, he said, oh my young dear daughter, izhari bi ala abi qabis. Here I'm just going to make a note, and I'm not going to spend time with it, but in this hadith particularly, there are several mistakes that are absolutely, completely translated wrong. And I'm only saying that just so you can pay attention and make sure you might want to make a note of the correct translation. And at this point, the translation actually goes off course somewhere else, completely in a different direction. In any case, what is mentioned in the hadith, izhari bi ala abi qabis. Yani, he said to the young girl, his daughter, ascend with me upon the mountain or the hill of Abi Qabis. This is not a person, it's a mountain. He said, ascend on this hill with me. قَالَتْ وَقَدْ كُفَّ بَصَرُهُ. And it's mentioned, she mentions that at that time, her father, Abu Quhafa, he had lost his sight. He had went blind. قَالَتْ فَأَشْرَقْتُ بِهِ عَلَيْهِ. So I went up upon the hill, upon the mountain with him. I took him up to the mountain to be able to see beyond that place. فَقَالَ يَا بُنَيَّتُ مَاذَا تَرَيْنَا. He said, oh my young dear daughter, what do you see? Yani from that top of that hill. قَالَتْ أَرَى سَوَادًا مُجْتَمِعًا. I see a multitude, yani gathering together. قَالَتْ تِلْقَ الْخَيْلِ. He said, those are the horses or the horsemen. قَالَتْ وَأَرَى رَجُلًا يَسْعَى بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ السَّوَادِ مُقْبِلًا وَمُدْبِرًا. She then went on to say, I see a man going back and forth amongst the multitude. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّتُ ذَلِكَ الْوَازِعِ. That is the wazi', يعني الَّذِي يَأْمُرْ الْخَيْرِ وَيَتَخَدَّمُ عَلَيْهَا. Yani, he is saying to her, he is the one who is arranging the ranks of the horses and the soldiers. He is the one going forth, back and forth between them, arranging their ranks. ثُمَّ قَالَتْ قَدْ وَاللَّهِ انْتَشَرَ السَّوَادِ. She said, indeed, by Allah, yani they have spread out. Yani the multitude that she is looking at, they have spread out. فَقَالَ قَدْ وَاللَّهِ إِذَا دَفَعَتْ الْخَيْلِ فَأَسْرِعِي بِي إِلَى بَيْتِي. He said, by Allah, if they move, yani if the horses move out, then hasten with me, yani return me to my house. فَانْحَطَّتْ بِهِ, so she descended with him. وَتَلَقَّاهُ الْخَيْلِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَسِلَ إِلَى بَيْتِهِ. Then the horsemen, they reached him, they caught up with him, they intercepted him before he reached his house. وَفِي أُنِقِ الْجَارِيَةِ تَوْقٌ لَهَا مِنْ وَرِقٍ. And he said that the young girl, yani his daughter, who was escorting him, she had on her neck a necklace made from silver. From silver. فَتَلَقَّهُ رَجُلٌ فَاقْتَلَعَهُ مِنْ عُنِقِهَا. So a man took it, he snatched it or tore it from her neck, the necklace. He took the necklace from her. قَالَتْ, she said, فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَكَّةَ وَدَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدْ أَتَاهُ أَبُو بَكْرٍ بِأَبِيهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. So when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Mecca from that place where they were, where they had stopped, when they entered into Mecca and he entered the masjid, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to him, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his father, Abu Quhafa. فَلَمَّا رَعَوْا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, he said these words. And this is the shahid from this hadith, this is the point. Yani this whole long hadith, this is the point of the hadith. Yani what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this old man who was a kafir, he was not a Muslim. But he spoke to him words, kind words, words of respect that had an effect upon his heart. He said, هَلَّا تَرَقْتَ الشَّيْخ فِي بَيْتِهِ حَتَّى أَكُونُ أَنَا آتِهِ فِيهِ. He said, it would have been better. Would that you had left the old man in his house, so that I would have come to him in his house. Yani the Prophet ﷺ is saying, I would have come to him. He's not even a Muslim, but he's an old man and they have rights. Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, would that you have left him in his house, and I would have come to him. قال أبو بكر رضي الله عنه يا رسول الله هو حق أن يمشي إليك من أن تمشي أنت إليه. يعني you have more right that he came walking to you than that you came to him. يعني the Messenger of Allah, you have more right that anybody should come to you than that you should have to go to them. قال فأجلسه بين يديه. So he sat his father down in front of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم مسح صدره. Then he wiped or he rubbed his chest. ثم قال له أسلم فأسلم. Then he said to him, يعني submit, enter into Islam. And he did so. And he did so. ودخل به أبو بكر على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورأسه كأنه ثغامة. It goes on to say that Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه entered upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while his head, the head of his father, was white. يعني كأنه ثغامة. يعني a tree or a plant that is very white. And his hair was gray completely. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غيروا هذا من شعره. He said, change this from his hair. يعني change the gray hair. Color it with some any other coloring. ثم قام أبو بكر. Then the أبو بكر رضي الله عنه stood up. فأخذ بيد أخته. And he took hold of the hand of his sister. يعني the young girl who was mentioned in the beginning of the hadith. The daughter of Abu Quhafa, Abu Bakr's sister. He said, it says that he got up and he took his sister by her hand. فَقَالَ أَنْشُدُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ تَوْكَ أُخْتِي. He said, I ask you in the name of Allah and Islam for the necklace of my sister. The necklace that was taken from her. فَلَمْ يُجِبْهُ أَحَدْ. No one responded to him. فَقَالَ يَا أُخْتَيَّ يَا أُخِيَّ يَا أُخِيَّةُ احْتَبِسِي تَوْقَقِي. يعني he said, oh my dear sister, يعني the necklace, يعني just expect, anticipate reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, this hadith has also been mentioned in a summarized form, مُخْتَصَرًا مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَنِسْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ أَنْهُ وَلَفْظُهُ لَوْ أَقْرَرْتَ الشَّيْخَ فِي بَيْتِهِ لَأَتَيْنَاهُ تقرومة لأبي بكر رضي الله عنه. يعني in the narration of Anas, which Imam Ahmed narrates in a summarized form, the wording came in this narration, the Prophet ﷺ saying that if you had left the Shaykh in his house, the old man, if you had left him in the house, then we would have come to him in honor of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Here the Shaykh mentions the effect or the impact of this speech, yani of the Prophet ﷺ saying kind words, respectful to the elderly man, and the effect that it had upon that person. He says, فَأَيُّ وَقَعٍ يَكُونُ لِهَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ فِي النَّفْسِ وَأَيُّ أَثَرٍ يَكُونُ لَهَا فِي الْقَلْبِ. يعني, what impact this word, or imagine what impact this word had upon the nafs, the person's soul, and what effect it had upon his heart. إِنَّهَا وَاللَّهِ تُفْتِحُ الْقَلْبِ عَلَى مِصْرَعَيْهِ ويجعله متقبلا منشرحا لما يدعى إليه ولذا سارع إلى الإسلام دون تردد. He said, indeed, by Allah, the effect, the impact of these words of kindness and respect from the Prophet ﷺ to the old man opened his heart, yani wide open, and made it receptive and happy for what he was being called to, that is Islam. And for that reason, he hastened to accept Islam without any hesitation. Without any hesitation. And this is, as was mentioned early on in previous session, yani a proof or an indication that the Muslims' manifestation, implementation of Islam will affect people's hearts. Will affect people's hearts, no doubt. Here the Shaykh goes on to mention another supporting evidence from the Quran, from Surah Al-Luqman, 31st Surah, 15th Ayah, which also supports the idea that elderly people, or in this case specifically parents, yani have rights, even if they are not Muslims. Rather, even if they are calling a person to shirk, which is yani more than just being not being a Muslim, because yani many people are not Muslims and they're not calling people to shirk. This is even worse, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us to know that they still have rights and they have to be treated kindly. He says, even if a person's parent, لو كان والد الإنسان غير مسلم فالشريعة جاءت بحفظ حقه حتى وإن كان يدعو ابنه إلى الكفر. يعني even if a person's parent was not a Muslim, then the Sharia of Islam invites us, encourages, calls us to protect and preserve that person's right. Even if that person is calling their son to kufr, Allah the Most High says, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبَهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. And even if your two parents strive to get you to commit shirk with Allah, yani to do that which you have no knowledge of, that it has any proof for, any support for doing, then do not obey them in that shirk, but keep good companionship with them in this world. Yani, behave towards them kindly, respectfully in this world, even though those parents are not Muslims, even though they're calling a person to shirk. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, don't obey them in that, but yani, still keep good relations with them, behave with them kindly, and treat them well in outside of that particular matter. The Shaykh says, Allah didn't say that if they strive to get you to commit shirk, yani that about which you have no knowledge, He didn't say, فَأُقَّهُمَا. He didn't say, disrespect them, be disobedient to them, be undutiful to them. But rather He says, do not obey them, yani in that which they're calling to you of shirk. Shaykh says, وكذلك لو كان والد الإنسان تاركا للصلاة. Just like this, in the same way, if a person's parent was one who had abandoned the prayers, yani who stopped praying, and we know that abandonment of salat is kufr. He said, even if a person's, yani with yani some discussion of course, but yani as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Il ahdab bi baynana wa baynahum as-salat, faman tarakahu faqad kafar." Even if a person's parent abandoned the salat, or they were a disobedient, sinful person, يَبْقَى لَهُ حَقَّ الْأُبُوَّةِ وَكِبْرِ السِّنِ, there still remains for them the right of fatherhood or parenthood and the right of being elderly. So that person should be treated, يعني فَيُعَامَلْ بِمُوجِبِ هَذَا الْحَقِّ مُرَاعَةً لِحَقِّهِ وَتَعْلِيفًا لِقَلْبِهِ. So even if a person's parent is a sinful person, with whatever kind of sins that they might have, including abandonment of salat, that person still has a right as your parent, as your father, and as an elderly person. So that person should be treated in accordance with what is required by this right, given full consideration of their right as being an elderly person and being a parent, and as a means of softening their heart. Perhaps Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may guide them to return to the truth and to that which is right. And at the same time, the Shaykh says, that advice should be extended to them, yani, bi-adabin, yani, in a respectful manner. Yani, they should be advised about their sinfulness, but in a respectful manner, without arrogance and looking down upon them. Perhaps Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will favor them bil-hidayah, yani, giving them guidance, and give them success, yani, to being upright, al-istiqamah. Then the Shaykh, before going to the final point, the Shaykh, he says, وَعَلَى كُلٍ فَدِينُنَا دِينَ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَدِينَ السَّمَاحَةِ وَدِينَ اللُّطْفِ وَدِينَ الْعَدْلِ وَدِينَ رِعَايَةِ الْحُقُوقِ وَالْقِيَامِ بِهَا وَإِعْطَاءَ كُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ. يعني, in any case, our deen is a deen of, yani, that entails all that is good and beneficial. A deen of generosity and, yani, leniency. A deen of kindness and justice, and of giving attention to the rights of others and fulfilling those rights, and giving every person who has a right his right. Giving every person who has any right his right. وَشَرِيَتُنَا جَاءَتْ بِحِفْظِ حق الكبير ورعايته وإن لم يكن مسلما. And our Sharia, Allah's divine law, calls us to, invites us to the protection and the preservation of the rights of the elderly, to guard and give care to fulfilling their rights, even if that person is not a Muslim. Even if that person is not a Muslim. And in America, and for many of us, our situation is that maybe our family members are not Muslims. Maybe our parents, our siblings, whoever, are not Muslims. Parents have rights, and elderly have rights, even if they are not Muslims. He said, so if that's the case, that our Sharia calls us to the protection and preservation and giving care and attention to the rights of the elderly, even if they are not Muslims, then what about if this elderly person is a Muslim? What about if this elderly person is a neighbor? What about if this elderly person is a relative? What about if this elderly person is one's father or one's mother? فَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ الْحَقَّ أَعْظَمُ. Then there's no doubt that that person's right is even greater. The final point that the Shaykh makes, and the final hadith that he makes, well, the final point, yani, is dealing with the matter of fulfilling the rights of the elderly specifically, and generally rights, whatever rights Allah has legislated for anyone. But here we're talking about the elderly. Muslim or not Muslim, parent, relative, or other than that. That fulfilling the rights of the elderly is from the greatest means of nearness to Allah, and from the greatest means of achieving Allah's pleasure and any relief from difficulties and ease in a person's affair. So the Shaykh, he closes with this point. He says, بَلْ إِنَّ هَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْقُرُبِ وَأَجَلِّ الْوَسَائِلِ لِلْفَوْزِ بِرِضَى اللَّهِ وَتَفْرِيجِ الْقُرُوبِ وَتَيْسِيرِ الْأُمُورِ. That indeed, fulfilling the rights of the elderly is from the greatest things, acts of worship that a person does to get near to Allah. And just as when we perform the salat, or when we give zakat, or we fast, or charity, or whatever good deeds that we do, acts of worship, that these are means of nearness to Allah, likewise fulfilling the rights of the elderly are a means of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's from the most noble of the means of achieving the pleasure of Allah and of getting relief from difficulties and of finding ease in one's affairs. Yani whoever is in difficulty and hardship, then this is from the means of getting relief and of finding ease in one's affairs and earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nearness to Him, that is fulfilling the rights of the elderly, as it has been mentioned yani in the قصة النفر الثلاثة الذين أووا إلى غار في جبل. يعني as it has been mentioned in the story of the three individuals who took refuge in a cave in a mountain. فدخلوه فانحضرت صخرة من الجبل فسدت عليهم الغار. يعني the story of the three individuals who took refuge in a cave in a mountain. They entered into that cave, and a big stone fell down from the mountain and closed the opening to the cave. فَتَوَسَّلَ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ بِصَالِحِ أَعْمَالِهِ. So every one of them sought as a means of tawassul, nearness to Allah, yani the mention of some righteous deed that he did. فَكَانَتْ وَسِيلَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ قِيَامُهُ بِهَذَا الْحَقِّ الْعَظِيمِ وَرِعَايَتُهُ لِهَذَا الْمَطْلَبِ النَّبِيلِ. Yani, so one of them, the means of yani achieving his goal, the thing that he used as a wasila, a means of getting to Allah, to get some, yani to achieve some matter. In this case, yani to get out of this cave. One of them, his wasila, was yani his fulfillment of this great magnificent right, giving care yani to this noble goal or objective, yani the fulfillment of the rights of the elderly, such that he said, in seeking a means of nearness to Allah to achieve the goal, he said, Allahumma kana li abawani shaykhani kabirani. Yani, I had two parents who were old, who were elderly, who were real old. وَكُنْتُ لَا أَغْبِقُ قَبْلَهُمَا أَحْلًا وَلَا مَالًا. He said that I didn't, or I wouldn't give preference to anyone or anything, not family or yani the achievement of any worldly goal, like wealth. I wouldn't give preference to anyone or anything over giving them their milk in the evening before sleeping. Yani that was the most important thing in my mind and in my heart. فَنَأَ بِي فِي طَلَبِ شَيْءٍ يَوْمًا. One day I was caused to go far away seeking yani for some matter that he was going after. فَلَمْ أُرِحْ عَلَيْهِمَا حَتَّى نَامَ. And I didn't return that night until they had both fallen asleep. فَهَلَبْتُ لَهُمَا غَبُوقَهُمَا. So I milked the animal to get their evening milk that they would drink every evening. فَوَجَدْتُهُمَا نَائِمَيْنِ. But when I reached them, I found both of them asleep. وَقَرَعْتُ أَنْ أَغْبِقَ قَبْلَهُمَا أَهْلًا أَوْ مَالًا. And I disliked, I detested, I hated that I should yani give preference to anyone or anything over giving them their milk. Nothing before that. That would have to be in some of the narrations it mentions that his children were crying for some of that milk. But he didn't attend to them because yani his preference yani was that his elderly parents would take their milk first. فَلَبِثْتُ وَالْقَضَحُ عَلَى يَدَيَّ أَنْتَذِرُ إِسْتِيقَاذَهُمَا. So I remained there with the cup in my hand, waiting for them to awaken. حَتَّى بَرَكَ الْفَجْرِ, until the break of dawn. فَاسْتَيْقَضَا فَشَرِبَا قَبُوقَهُمَا. So they finally awakened and they drank their evening milk, yani in the morning of Fajr time. Yani the point is what? The shahid in this hadith is that this man gave such honor and preference and respect to his elderly parents that he wouldn't let anything come before them having their milk. Even for him to stand there at their bed from night time until dawn to give them that milk before anything else. And then he said, Allahumma in kunta fa'altu thalika ibtigha'a wajhik fa'farrij anna ma nahnu fihi min hadhihi as-sakhra. So he said, O Allah, if indeed I had done this deed seeking your face, yani for your pleasure, then grant us relief from that which we are in, yani this situation of the rock or the stone, yani closing upon us in this cave. The shaykh closes by saying, فَكَانَ ذَلِكُمْ سَبَبًا عَظِيمًا لِتَفْرِيجِ قُرْبَتِهِمْ وَتَيْسِيرْ أَمْرِهِمْ. And this, yani this action of his was a magnificent, a great cause or relief or reason, a great cause or reason for their relief from their difficulty and finding ease in their affair. Naam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. I think it's time for the adhan. If there's any corrections, we'll take them. And if there are any comments or questions, after the salat, inshallah. After the salat. Tafadhal. Is this a question or a correction?
No, it's
if it's a correction, tafadhal.
No,
it's a statement. No, you give me a correction. No, we want to get the correction before the people leave, right? Fadl. Jazakallah khair. Anyway, as long as he's not afraid to make a correction.
Yeah, he's holding like that.
Holding like that, now. Big time. Fadl. Now, go ahead. Fadl, Akhi. Barakallah feek. Jazakallah khair.
And this hadith is only mentioned one of the three people.
No, the hadith mentions all three of them. The shaykh is just mentioning that one case because that's what was relevant. Yani that was what supports the idea that we're talking about. Actually, the hadith mentions three people, right? And each of their situation and what they said they did, yani, and the rock was, yani, the cave was open a little from each one of them. The shaykh is mentioning this particular one of the three because what he did is related to our topic of having, yani, of honoring and respecting and, yani, fulfilling the rights of the elderly and in this case, particularly parents. Naam. That was actually a question. That's supposed to be after the salat. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu fikum. After the salat, inshallah, whoever doesn't have to leave, we're going to stay for a few minutes. We'll take any questions, we'll have some discussion, and we'll also have some light refreshments, inshallah. Now, barakallahu fikum.